Remain standing. I want to give you a prophetic word also tonight that the Lord has given me. I want you to receive it. He said, thus saith the Lord, by emerging in the word, your faith will shoot like a rocket having no limits.
Yes, sir.
The speed of your faith will be so powerful and exciting that there'll be nothing can stop it. The promises of God will be the pattern for your faith, and your persuasion will come off the hook, and your expectation will dance with manifestation and demonstration. Isn't that something?
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And then he goes on to say to me, and you may want to sit down now because you're going to write some things. You want to text some things or whatever. Put it on your whatever instrument you're using. There's five levels we're going to tonight. There's a level of information. All right. And then there is the level of revelation. There's another level called transformation. But I believe the church is in this fourth one.
Yes, sir.
Not much is said about it in the body of Christ, but it's reformation.
Yes, sir.
Reformation is an inside job that set the pattern for what happened on the outside. And so in the spirit world, believers, everything is about to change for the better.
Yes, sir.
And the spirit world or the Christian world is about to stand in places they've never been before.
Yes, sir.
Now, I said five, and I want you to open your Bible, not to the text I'm dealing with, but to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 for a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. I think we're in an area, and that's why I'm here for the third time. I think we're in an area of unfold mysteries being released in our faith. Areas that our faith has never known to go, but by the Spirit of God going to begin to unfold mysteries. Something you thought you could never understand, never know. You're going to be understanding there in 1 Corinthians 14, 2, for he that speaketh an unknown tongue, I'm trying to keep from praying, speaking in tongue. I don't study. I'm in two worlds at one time. For he that speaketh an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understand him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now, let me tell you something about faith. I'll tell you something about in a minute. I'm about to say some things now that are strictly apostolic.
Yes, sir.
It's a change that the church has to make. The body of Christ, there's a change that the body of Christ has to make. And the reason the body of Christ has not made that change, because there have been a silent in the pulpit. And there's many who don't even know about this, and many don't believe it, but it was revealed to me, and I whoop them in the cases with it.
Yes, sir.
In my own personal life, my own personal body, and I have members and people from all over have wrote letters what have happened. The body of Christ is somewhat aware of the healing anointing. You know about the healing anointing, right?
Yes, sir.
But have not learned how to operate in a position of health.
Mm-hmm.
See, healing and health not the same.
Right.
And so we're going to find out many anointed men and women in the body of Christ has the healing anointing. I mean, miracles, signs, and wonders. But I wonder how many keep it. Are you following me?
Yes.
So, because the body of Christ don't understand three things, faith, favor, which is grace, and food.
Yes,
write it down if you don't like it. You're going to need it.
Yep.
Faith, favor, and food. Why 80% of the body of Christ still sick? With all these anointed men laying hand on them, and why 80% is still sick with all the anointed men and women we have today? Well, I'll tell you why. Hebrews 2:1-4 and Hebrews 4:1-3. This is not my lesson tonight, but I need to get this out because it's bringing you into a new territory. I say to you that I'm preaching a lot of things behind Pastor George from Kenny Copeland Ministry, and he been a student under Brother Copeland for 40 years. And Brother Copeland and I both have learned that if we're going to walk in health, we're going to have to eat right. No matter how pretty the butts get, the bones get, no matter how much faith we have, you're going to have to learn how to take care of your body. Now, you can be indifferent with it, but the Bible promised healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. So I don't want you cutting off the vow that's 70 or 60 years old, talking about, nah, I know something got to come. No, that's not right. That's not God.
Right.
You men, listen to me. Don't cut off. Mm-hmm. Your sex life don't have to be cut off at no 60 and 70 years old man. Come on here. When you eat right and treat your body right, everything going to flow.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right. Signs, wonders, and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. You must keep your soul from being pushed out of alignment and grieving your spirit. That's how Satan get a hold of you. See, the problem is, and I saw it in the body of Christ, and I've been preaching for 47 years, one of the problem is, I want to jump to it, your heart, when the Bible talk about your heart, when the Bible talk about your soul, when the Bible talk about your inner man, he's not talking about your spirit.
Yes, sir.
And that's a trick Satan has pulled, because my spirit can't be contaminated. Satan has no contact with my spirit. My spirit is the divine nature of God.
Yes, sir.
According to 2 Peter 1. And because when I operate in my spirit, I have already escaped corruption.
Yes, sir.
Sickness is a corruption. It's just like Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So Satan... job is to make us think that healing and health are synonymous. They're not.
They're not.
So to stay in health, to walk in health, you're going to have to know new revelation. I'm going to get into unlimited faith in a few moments.
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you right now, Satan, before your body becomes sick, your soul gets sick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the 142 Psalm, I'm going to have to look at that. Look at the last verse in the 142 Psalm. Psalm 142, last verse. Look at it. You know, I have to go on what the Lord's selling to me to do. It is so powerful. I want to show you something else. Look in Psalm 142, verse 3. This verse has not been explained. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to go further down now. verse 4. I look on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuse failed me. No man cared for my soul. Very important. Let's go a little further. Verse 7. Bring my spirit out of prison. Now, when you see that word soul, heart, and your inner man are the same. Now, you're going to have a lesson for you. You have a lesson for your faith tonight. Now, listen.
Yes, sir.
This is apostolic. This is not akutinele biskor. This is not out in the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ have polluted flavors that commercial in the world have put on their life, giving them heart attacks, giving them diabetes. Oh, yeah, listen to me. Bring my soul out of prison. When your soul get out of prison, get what else get out of prison? Your body. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall come pass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. You say, there's not no revelation. All right, let's go to Psalm 143. Verse 3. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. Now, that wouldn't be such a deep revelation if you don't go any further. For he smit my life down to the ground. He made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
But look what happened in the next verse. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. Go down to verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Y'all underlining this? My spirit faileth. I don't even have no anointing for help because he robbed it in my soul.
Yes,
Look at verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Look at verse 11. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. What? Come on, y'all say it. Bring what? No, y'all said, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all just sitting up there looking at me. What do you say? Y'all got a Bible or something? Look what he said. Bring my soul out of trouble. 12th verse says, and of thy mercy cut off thine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. So all I'm telling you about is health. How you going to walk in health? You're going to have to eat right and you're going to have your soul in the right place.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Let's go back to Isaiah 54. Well, no. I want you to write this question down. This is not a normal question. What happens when your faith start operating in the glory of God? What happened when your faith is impregnated with God's presence? All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do is in his glory. So what happened when your faith start operating in the glory of God? It's there for you.
Yes, sir.
Other words, because we want to talk about with George tonight in this outline, I'll get to it. Emerging in the glory. Mm-hmm. Look in Isaiah chapter 60. Before we go tonight, Isaiah chapter 60, because these things, I was praying about this meeting, these things start coming up. I really don't, I just follow him and what he want to do. But look in Isaiah 60, verse 1. Look what the first word says. Act as if it's talking to your faith.
Yes, sir.
What did it say?
Arise.
Arise. Shine. Look what it said next. Shine. You about to arise in your faith. You about to shine in your faith. Your neighbor going to ask you, what are you doing? What church you going to?
Yes, sir.
What God is you serving?
Yes, sir.
Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. I hear the Spirit of God say something now. When your feet go to operating in the glory, now listen to what he's saying. Oh, there's something dancing ground here now. The glory never come empty-handed. It's God.
Yes,
the earth is the Lord and the fullness of the world. I mean the glory.
Yeah.
Don't respect sickness, disease, or lack or limitation.
Yes, sir.
The glory. When the glory begin to unfold in your faith, everything that been you've been failing and every shortcoming got to move now. Because your faith is operating in the glory of God, because the word of God have brought the glory of God to your life. Now your faith is not just operating in the word, but your faith is operating in the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. More apostle.
Watch what come with it. Watch what come with it. I got some words on the line I won't give you. But behold, a darkness shall cover the earth. Well, it's already got it. COVID did that. And gross darkness to people. That's what we've been going through. They've been going through, not me.
Yes, sir.
When COVID come, the scripture said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the king to the brightness of thy rising. Then he says, lift up thine eyes round about and see. That's what you see. I'll give it to you now. I'm about to open your faith to a degree now that is strictly apostolic. Okay. You know, we got the pattern that I think it's Romans 10, 17. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to, by the grace of God, open your faith to a deeper dimension of walking with God.
Yes, sir.
The first aspect of your faith, do you know how to listen? So listening is the first step in your faith.
Yes, sir.
Training yourself to listen when the word of God, not just hearing, you're listening for something. Are you listening for something tonight?
Yes, sir.
And then the next stage is hearing. Spiritually, on the inside. Why my faith sometimes fail? Let me show you. I'll come back to the, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. You're only listening on the outside. On the outside, verse 9 in 1 Corinthians 2 tell you what happened to you. Your faith don't travel in the natural. Religion cannot give you a revelation for your faith. Routine is not a revelation for your faith. Your faith is always fresh.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because it's from God.
Yep.
And something that looked like it wasn't going to work, your faith can make it work.
Yes, sir.
But it's written as it's written. Eyes had not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So, if your faith is not in the right place, you just listen on the outside, that's where you're at.
Yep.
See, when he's talking about hearing God and having faith, that's on the inside. Amen?
Amen.
Are you seeing it?
Yes.
Are you seeing it?
Yes.
Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10 now. That's where your faith got to be, in verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Remember we talked about the spirit of faith, second hour, the day of two?
Yes, sir.
For the Spirit searches all things. Oh, my God. They're the deep thing of God. And I don't have time to go into it tonight, but the Lord Jesus, in preaching the gospel in Matthew chapter 13, he said, he who have ears to hear, let him hear. And he talked about these three levels: hearing, seeing, and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Now, I told you this morning at 2 o'clock how to get there. I told you Joshua 1:8 to get you there.
Yes, sir.
You got to meditate. You got to wait. You can't just take a scripture and start slinging it. There's a lot of time I see people over here, they just quoting scriptures. No, no, baby. For the scriptures can take your faith anywhere, got to take you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? See, we're trying to make scriptures a messenger boy. That no, scriptures are alive.
Yes, sir.
See, we talk about the Second Corinthians, we talk about the spirit of faith. You can't just be putting this word out there, talking about I'm standing in the wood and they got all these chart they put inside the wall and all kind of stuff and saying stuff over and over again. And until they get in you, baby, you might get some little sprinkler, but you ain't gonna hold your ground.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. So I'm going to give you seven things about your faith. We're going to open your faith up to unlimitedness. Listening properly on the inside, hearing on the inside, understanding on the inside, believing what you heard. Then after you believe it, do it. Then after you do it, receive it. Then after you receive it, release it.
Yeah.
That's the stages of faith you have to know. You see, faith hears, faith sees, faith understands, faith anoints you to do something according to God's will. See, it's not just hearing. You know, so then faith wrong. So faith comes by hearing. That's why our faith not working. You're talking about hearing on the inside. All right, all right, all right. You go down Isaiah 61 through 10, and I'm going to get in this lesson. I'm going to shut this thing and put it like a usually have it. I don't know much about these. My children trying to get me educated. We're going into faith with no limits.
Yes, sir.
We start talking about that. And Pastor George started talking about total emerging. Then Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3, we can enlarge our capacity to receive. You got that?
Yes, sir.
We can enlarge our capacity to receive. If you don't respond, I'm not looking at you. We can enlarge our capacity to receive. Y'all take something out of people. You just sit there and look at them. Like if not, they didn't say nothing. So then Isaiah 54, 2 say, enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitation. See, enlarge, stretching. Spare not, lengthen thy cord, strengthen thy stake, for thou shalt break forth. Oh, my good. I mean, who ready to break forth?
Break forth.
On the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentile and make the desolate city to be inhabited. Now listen. God loves to communicate his absolute, limitless goodness to all. We serve a good God. How many of y'all believe we serve a good God?
Yes, sir.
And look what he says. God loved to communicate his absolute, limitless goodness to all. Absolute, limitless goodness cometh upon you this Friday night. Your anointing gonna have absolute in it. Your faith gonna have absolute in it. I'm absolutely sure I'm healed. I'm absolutely sure that I'm blessed. I don't have to go back in the back room and pray about it 9 hours. I know it by the promises of God. I know it by the word of God that I'm absolutely blessed.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
That my faith is limitless.
My faith is limitless.
Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And the goodness of God is operating in my faith.
In my faith.
Listen very carefully. The only thing that limits him from imparting his goodness to any human being is that person's capacity to receive.
Yes, sir.
I'm here building capacity tonight.
Yes, sir.
Building you, nothing too good for you.
Yes, sir.
What, you heard what I said? Nothing to say. Nothing too good for me.
Hallelujah.
Say this.
Good thing.
About to happen in my life. Like never before.
Like never before.
Absolute.
Absolute.
Limitless.
Limitless.
Goodness.
Goodness
is upon me right now.
Is upon me right now.
Hallelujah three times.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, my goodness.
Glory to God.
That someone quoted this. I'm going to call their name. God loves to communicate his absolute, limitless goodness to all. The only thing that limits him from imparting his goodness to any human being is that person's capacity to receive. Billy Graham was quoting David Barron. That's a powerful statement, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We have a greater faith capacity that have been remained untouched. What unutilized and underdeveloped. So what we're saying, what you're saying, Apostle, I'm saying tonight, your untouched areas of your faith, your underutilized part of your faith, and your underdeveloped part of your faith, just what I told you just now, listening, hearing, seeing, and understanding on the inside. Just what I told you just now, your soul cannot produce faith. Faith come out of your spirit, but your soul, you have to make your soul bow to your spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. What? We have a greater faith capacity that remain untouched. And because we're still in, a lot of time we in Sunday school faith.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're following the same old format.
Yep, yep.
We're not, see faith, let me tell you something. You're going to operate in a limited faith, you're going to have to ponder the word, and you're going, we're going to get to a place tonight that you're going to shout about. But you're going to have to ponder the word, mm-hmm. And there are some people, they are not going to be able to go with you.
Yes, sir.
You have to make your faith. I know about love and walking with my brother and sister. You got to do that. But you have to make your faith personal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because there's so much limit in the body of Christ. Oh, Jesus. You can find more limit in the body of Christ than you can find lemon at Walmart. Just limited, man. And so you taking the limit off tonight. You taking the limit off? Wave your hand at me. You're taking the limit off. See, preaching is for that. Faith come by hearing, but you won't see something. You won't understand something. No, that house not too big. No, the car not too big.
No.
Those are minute things in the spirit. Your faith, man, people waiting all the time trying to get their faith to get a car or something like that. Man, cars ain't nothing to get.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. Your faith is bigger than a car, baby, a house. Your faith is bigger than that.
Yes, sir.
Utilize it. Learn that you have this unlimited faith. See, these three words. I want to get these three words. I feel an anointing coming on me now.
Yes, sir.
It took me a while tonight. Oh, glory to God. I want you to get these three words. I want you to know. What is are bought in areas of your faith and where you cannot get pregnant enough to move strong enough. And there are areas in your faith, I'm going to give you three words again. Untouched, unutilized, and undeveloped. Spiritually, listen to this statement. There are no limits to what we can do or have. Somebody else brought that up. Some teaching or something brought it up. There's no limit to what we can do or have.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So the question is, was asked here, how do we break through the limits and enlarge our faith capacity? Well, the lesson I'm studying behind this young pastor, well, he's about my age, or he might be a little young, I don't know. How do we break through the limits and enlarge our faith capacity? Anybody want to know that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I'm always available, me. In these 47 years I've been in the Word, I'm always available to go to another level. And the Lord just keep taking me.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know, I'm riding like I think I'm on high nine. The Lord said, boy, you ain't nowhere, but I'll take you somewhere else. You follow what I'm saying? Everybody in here.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. I'm about to impart to you. God about to take you somewhere else. Greater than you ever seen before in your life.
Yes, sir.
Because you were wise enough on a Friday night to know that the apostle and the prophetic anointing are apostolically decree over your life that you're going to other levels. I prophetically declare over your life that you're going to other levels in your faith. Anything you've been worried about and been fearful about and anything seemed like it wasn't working out, I decree tonight that it's going to start working out and you're going to know it was because of this meeting.
Yes, sir.
So I wish you came here with a problem tonight. I wish you came here with some kind of lack tonight. I wish you come here with some kind of sadness tonight. I wish you come here with some kind of opposition and somebody against you tonight. This faith going to tell you, you're going to leave out of here tonight.
Yeah.
Unworried, unfearful. You leave my church. You're going to leave here knowing that I know what to do. And I know how to utilize my faith. And I know how to develop my faith. And I know how to ride my faith into new territories. Hallelujah.
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 All right. Now the question is, how do we break through the limits and enlarge our faith capacity? Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm not just preaching. So I want you to hear what we're about to do. How do we break through the limits? Say break through the limits.
Break through the limits.
Anybody in here got any limits? Mm-hmm. I got them. Got to break through them though. And enlarge our faith capacity. Those two things, I want you to hear it. Because where we're about to go now, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. You will leave this meeting tonight operating in unlimited faith. You're going to know whatever limit come up, you're going to be able to go where we're about to go now and change the limit.
Breakthrough. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The devil been like a highway cop on your faith and telling you you couldn't go no further. But tonight you're breaking out.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. You may be seated. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. And here is the biblical principle of total immersion. Immersion in the Word produces buoyancy in your faith.
Yes, sir.
The further you go down, the higher you're going to go when you come back up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told you some things, opposition come against your life. They're there for a reason. They are there for muscles. James 1 is faith building muscles.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, count it all joy when you fall in various trials and temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberty and upbraid it not. But he can't be double-minded.
Right.
You see, that's why you got to emerge in your word. Because if you don't emerge in the word, when something going on around you, you say, I don't know. But when you're deep enough in the word, you know.
Yes, sir. You know.
Yeah, you know. Here's another chance for me to use my unlimited faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is James 1:17? Every perfect gift and every good gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variance, neither shadow of turning. Huh? What is it? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. Huh? What is Romans 8:39? Nay, in all these things, I made you more than a conqueror. What is it? Romans 8:28. Talking to your faith now. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Now, your infirmities are good for your faith. Oh, cheat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your infirmities are good for your faith. What?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, your infirmities is the only thing make you depend on God more than you depend on yourself.
Yes, sir.
And your infirmity, according to Romans 8:26-28, your infirmities emerge you into the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then you go in, your infirmities take you into the will of God. Your infirmities ignite your calling, ignite the love of God, ignite the purpose of God, and then your faith stand up in Romans 8:28.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's where your faith standing right now. Turn to it. Romans 8:28. Your faith stand up in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. There go your faith. That's where your faith should be. Your faith should be working good together in all things.
Yes, sir.
When the wife says something gone wrong, say, honey, it's another chance. Give me your hand. It's another chance. Our faith about to take another leap.
Yes.
And we about to go a little deeper.
Yes, sir.
In the things of God.
Yes, sir.
Everything Satan brings to you is for muscle training.
Come on, Apostle. Come on, sir.
See, Jesus don't pay that no mind. See, take this in your faith. He said, a thief come not, John 10:10, but to steal, kill, and destroy, right?
Yep.
And Jesus said, yeah, but I come. Mm-hmm. You might have life. You might have abundant, more abundant. You see what happened? I mean, the sentence didn't end. The thief come not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but don't worry about that. Just use your faith.
Amen.
I'm come that you might have life. And you might have more money. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, every opposition come against you is another time to let God show himself strong in your faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Notice I didn't say your life. Because you ain't got no faith, you can't show yourself strong.
Yes, sir.
There's no sickness in this house tonight.
Amen.
That faith cannot bring you out.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing incurable. Oh, Jesus. There's nothing, my brother and sister, there's nothing incurable for faith.
Yes, sir.
That's a lie. That's man have gone to his extension. I've seen it over and over again. People get off the bed and they say they're still living years ago.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Just say this for the joy of faith. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Just say that, you know, so your faith can start dancing.
Yes, sir.
All right, again, Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. I got a few more minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my, I've been preaching today, boy.
Yes, sir.
My God, the Lord been good to us today.
Yes, sir.
Y'all been here every time. I see some of y'all same faces. Yes. Y'all must be wanted. My God. I might come out next week and do some more. I don't know. It's just follow the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
all right. Now, what I did is the outline goes to chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. But I went through the whole chapter. And in my Bible, it's talked about the instruction of the Father. In the first verse, you got the word here. You got the word instruction and the word attend. In the first verse, circle those words. Here, instruction and attend. Those three words are words that can produce wisdom in your faith. Hear, instruction. See, hearing is one thing, but instruction is something else.
Yes, sir.
That's in the first verse. In the fifth verse, I don't have time. Circle the word wisdom and understanding. Your faith need wisdom and your faith need understanding. In the eighth verse, when it talks about wisdom, it talks about promotion. He said to embrace it. The ninth verse talk about grace and glory. Grace and glory. What a combination. He said, she shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall be delivered unto thee. And I went on and on. So you do the same thing. Let's go to the 20th verse so I can close out to give you enough on this. The biblical principle of Torah emerging. Look what he said in the 20th verse. My son, attend, that's a word right there. Attend to my words. Then he goes on to say, incline thine ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of their heart, for their life to those that find them, and help to all their flesh. Now, when you aim to go into higher dimensions of faith, you're going to need to, and you go to dealing with higher projects in your faith, you're going to need to step up your faith. That's what these three sections are about. That's why when I saw this outline, the Lord gave me permission, because I heard George talk about how Brother Hagin and Brother Copeland had, and Glory have taught him so much. And I heard him say, the outline is on the line. You can go on and use it whatever way. I said, all right, I got it. Because I was sitting there, the Holy Ghost said, uh-huh, because I was sitting there listening.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to me. And I love it. There are some chokeholds, write that word down, chokeholds, plural, that needed to be broken. There are going to be chokeholds that need to be broken over your life. Them 12 spies, you remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 of them was choked.
Yes, sir.
Two of them wasn't choked. There are some limitations that will have to be conquered. So how you do that, my son, attend to my word. Meditate on what you and what you meditate on what you need to enlarge your capacity to receive all we're standing for. Meditate, enlarge the capacity of your faith by meditation. That's what Joshua 1:8 said. Lord said, look, you're gonna follow Moses, Joshua. You're gonna have to know what Moses did. So in 1:8. He told him, let this word not depart in your mouth. You meditate day and night. We dealt with Isaiah. If you weren't here at 2 o'clock, we dealt with Isaiah 55:11. We dealt with John 15:7. What is happening here? Break through your limitation and enlarging your capacity to receive. Now I feel that hot oil going down my scalp again. Turn to Romans 12. Let me see your lesson in Romans 12, 1, 3. You know about it, but your faith works spiritually, mentally, and physically. And Romans 12, 1, I read it one time and the Lord explained something to me. He said, the reason I got it in this order, your body and your mind going to have to be presented to me. I've given you the measure of faith, but you in authority over your body, I'm not. What? You in authority over your soul, over your mind, over your emotion, over your imagination. He said, I'm not in authority over it. I give you the authority to handle it, but I can't go by you and heal you without your permission.
Yes, sir.
So my body, he got body first. I beseech you by the mercy of God that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Didn't he say it?
Yes, sir.
Holy. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yes,
all right. Now that's before your body goes. Further your body can go as reasonable service. But now when you get to your soul, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. Wow. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may now you can go further, going further than reasonable, that you may prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, let me take you all the way to the height. But something the body of Christ have not seen in Romans 12:3. Your mind can mess your faith up.
Yes, sir.
Your mind can mess your faith up. Look what it says. Look what it says.
Yep, yep.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
You see it? So in order for your faith to work right, you got to have all of them in order.
Ooh.
You can't have your body saying one thing. You get your soul lined up, your body going to get lined up. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. And I say it through the grace given to me, to every man that's among you. Now he's talking about faith. But he said, not to think, that think is one time, of himself more highly than he ought to think, that think two times, but to think sober, that's three times, according to how God have dealt it to every man that made your faith. So your thinking got something to do with your faith.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, on both sides, you can be scary like in your mind, or when faith start producing unlimitedly, your mind has to be under control first. You get high-minded. I mean, you out of debt. Huh? You ride around a brand new car paid for. Huh?
Right.
Got two or three outfit changing. I mean, if you ain't hook up, that flesh going, how, boy, you somebody, look at you. Man, don't play that.
Right.
Don't play that. Don't play that. All right, I got a few more things to say, then I'm going to close. Brother George asked Brother Copeland, who is his father-in-law, how much immersion he had to do. Ken told him, said, you immerse 10%, you'll get 10% result.
Yes, sir.
You immerse 30%, you get 30% how much you want. That was a good lesson, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. When I read that, I said, my God. Now, let me close. I think Gloria said a powerful thing here I'm going to close with. No, I'll close with it in a minute. I think I'll take you a little further. I got about 12 minutes for an hour. Not only Romans 12:1-3, you have to operate on your faith. But two verses go with that, and I should not pass them. Hebrews 4:12. Because, my brothers and sisters, the only thing that can operate on your faith is the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Look what it does now, dividing asunder. See, that soul and spirit has to be divided. See, now you know they're not the same, now, right? Right? What, you hear me?
Right.
How can you divide if they're the same?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And look what the end of that voice said. And know the thoughts and the intent of thy heart. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go prove it again now. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. You tell me your heart and your soul, your heart and your spirit is the same? No. Because it said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it tells me God, three of them got to be holy. And verse 24 says only God can do it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, in closing, my brothers and sisters, these three sessions, I told you the Lord led me to go over some outline from my brother, and really, I added a lot of things that the Lord spoke to me. And I told you that the Copeland's ministry is completely out of debt. They don't borrow no money. And this ministry is completely out of debt. I paid attention.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He got a jet. I got a jet.
Yes,
I paid attention. He got a debt-free jet. I got a debt-free jet.
Yes,
just pay attention. Just pay attention, baby. Yes, pay attention. Don't be following nobody not going nowhere.
Right.
And him and I both did it by giving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll fall out if you know how much we give. Giving. We got it by giving.
Yes, sir.
So Gloria says this. I think it's powerful. They've been feeding on the word for many years and got proof. I like proof, me.
Proof.
Evident. Huh? Yeah, you can cry, you can whine, and you can turn the Bible upside down, baby. But when you get through talking, I want to see what you have done. Huh? Talk to me.
Right.
Yes, yeah. You got all these people. Got all of them out there. You go on YouTube. They're just talking, jumping around, dancing. Yeah, but I want to see some. I want to see some stuff in my fifth of guys.
Yes, sir.
Here's what she said, and I want you to feed on it. Don't meditate on the need. Meditate on the word for the things you need to receive. Let me give it to you again. Now, that's powerful, man. Don't sometimes we find ourselves meditating on the need?
Yes,
more than the word?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know why? The need bark like a dog. Just you're trying to go to sleep. Rawr, rawr, all around the bed.
Yes, sir.
I know you've been around my bed. Rawr, what you going to do? Rawr, rawr, rawr. Don't meditate on the need. Meditate on the word for the things you need to receive.
Yes, sir.
See, the word, let the word, my brother and sister, let the word carry your faith. Amen?
Amen.
All right, I'll close right there. Right there. Now, I told you this morning, I said that wrong. I'm looking for 20,000 new partners. They're coming in today. They start coming in that I can train. And 10,000 new views and 3,000 new members.
Yes, sir.
I just want to stretch my faith.
Yes.
After looking at this out, I said, man, I'm going to stretch my faith. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to say some things that I can't do.
Yes, sir.
All right? And the partner's coming in, and I say to you, I reveal to you, I ain't telling you no more. I told you three times. Y'all was here this morning?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all raise your hand? How many of y'all was here this morning? Who wasn't here this morning? Who wasn't here at 2 o'clock? Oh, I got to tell you. How many over here? Anybody? Wasn't here at 2 o'clock? Wasn't here? I see you wasn't here. You wasn't here? All right, listen. Every ministry should teach you this if they got any production in their ministry. You're not going to walk in the finances that you hear about if you don't know how it was done. I'll take you to the first one, Genesis chapter 12. This is not for offering, but you need to sow seed. Genesis 12:1-3 give such dynamic on how God's work. God trans somebody in the earth's rim and make them Saul for you.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, Isaiah 45:1-3 There's an anointing on money coming that I can't explain. I'm going to try to explain it in the next Money Coming conference, but I know I'm not going to. It's so much. But there's an anointing. Okay. And then, I don't know, I forgot where I heard this. Maybe, no, I think I read it somewhere. I might have been reading a book about understanding the apostolic. And if it was in there, Philippians 4:19, you know that verse, right?
Yes, sir.
My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Have you ever tried to use that voice?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know what that voice is? An apostolic decree. Paul the apostle was making a decree over people who had connected with his anointing.
Yes, sir.
Paul personally was saying, he wasn't saying, here for you to go to my God. No, I know you're God, but Paul was telling them, my God, from the apostolic point of view, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Read it. He said, it's not that I want nothing, but I want to make sure something come to your account.
Yes, sir.
And so now you got another apostle saying the same thing. My God shall supply all your needs according to his glory. But you got to pass the test. You don't go to a meeting and do not sow. You sow, children. Sow. I'm not an offering raiser.
Right.
Never have been.
Right.
But I saw Paul one time apologizing to a church. He said, we did everything right. But one thing I didn't do, I didn't let you give. And so I want to make sure you understand that I love you and I'll see you the next time. I hope these three sections, I think they'll be available. Right, Montreal? They'll be available for you. And we'll take it up another notch another time. But I think on these three sections, if you meditate them and listen to them over and over again, I think that your life will be better off. All right?
Yes, sir.
What did Leroy say? Abiding in peace and what else?
All is well.
All is well, and we abide in peace. God bless you.